Dreamscape presents Lizzie's Heart by Susan Lance Simpson. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Lizzie Fisher practically ran down the black-topped bike trail St. Mary's County had constructed along the old rail line. Earlier, the shriek of sirens had penetrated the crisp fall air and left a ringing sound in her ears. The acrid smell of charred wood grew stronger, and the black cloud loomed larger as she hurried along at breakneck speed. Wisps of soot and ashes rained down around her. She could almost taste the smoke, and her eyes already stung. She begged her feet to travel faster so she could see what had happened. Ma'am's voice, in that admonishing tone Lizzie had heard so often in her 20 years on this earth, echoed in her ears, "You're too nosy for your own good, daughter." She wasn't really nosy. Lizzie preferred curious, or interested, or concerned. Those sounded like more fitting terms to describe a young Amish woman. Besides, she wasn't a gossip. She didn't go around spreading tales from the information she gleaned. She merely cared about what happened in the world around her. Right now, she cared about what was on fire that had caused what surely must be every fire truck in the county to race toward it. She offered a quick prayer for all who were involved, be they victim or rescuer, and urged her lungs to keep up with her feet. Her breath came in gasps as she tried to bring smoke-tainted oxygen in through her nose. She halted abruptly at the sight of flashing red and white lights through the trees. Lizzie would have to step off the path and part the branches and brambles to get a clear view. For some unknown reason, she glanced around her before entering the thicket. She nearly jumped out of her black athletic shoes when a radio blasted out a message. If the volume was at that level while the rescuers rode in the truck, it was a wonder they weren't totally deaf. Lizzie reached around a prickly bush, carefully avoiding its thorns, to part the branches of several small pine trees. She squinted to peer through the little opening she'd made. Straight in front of her sat a huge fire truck with lights flashing. Slightly to her right, she watched firefighters in full protective gear run toward the building that was barely out of her line of vision. She'd have to move just a bit. "See anything interesting?" Lizzie nearly swallowed her tongue. The prickly bush raked its teeth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?